It's Weekend America on Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Greta Cunningham. Our world is saturated with advertising, and strangely, in some ways, that makes it even harder for companies to spread their messages. Americans, especially young Americans, are media savvy and quick to shift their attention when something doesn't interest them. But never underestimate the creativity of advertisers. Rex Sorgatz joins me now. Wired Magazine nominated him for Blogger of the Year. Through his blog, From Oculus, Rex tracks websites and internet and cultural trends that catch his attention. He's here to tell us how wildly advertisers are trying to interest bored consumers. Hello.
Hello.
Describe viral marketing. What are we talking about?
Well, there's a lot of different definitions about what viral marketing is, but the main thing seems to be that they are attempts to get people interested in products or brands without actually letting people know that they're doing it. So it's to make them familiar with something, get used to something, and it's a form of advertising, but it's a little bit more subversive, and ultimately the goal is to create buzz.
So you kind of have to work to see that it actually is from a big company.
Sometimes you have to work to figure out what exactly it is. Sometimes it's more obvious, but usually it's an attempt to create something that is a little bit different than a 30-second commercial.
Well, I'm going to give people an example of a viral marketing site that I stumbled across this week. And I have to admit that I hadn't really heard of this whole phenomenon. One of the sites that we looked at in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom was this site called subservientchicken.com.
Ah, yes.
And that's from Burger King. And essentially, you get on this site and it's like a little TV screen, and there's a man in a really funny looking chicken suit, complete with like garters to hold up his little chicken legs. And you type in commands, and the chicken man appears to do what you command him to do, like jumping jacks or cartwheels. And then you kind of have to search around to find that it actually is from Burger King. It's for BK Tenders.
Mm-hmm.
We spent hours and hours making the chicken do different things.
It's one of the great examples of it, and it set off a trend of numerous different examples that have come out since then. I think it's a great one because it gets people involved in something in some way that they're not even quite conscious of. It's questionable if it's effective as an advertising tool. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that millions of people have gone to it and use it, and it's one of those things that when it came out, everyone was exchanging it on email and talking about it in some way. Whether or not it sells more Burger King burgers or chicken tenders or whatever they're trying to sell, I don't know, but it sure got people interested in the website and somehow maybe got them more familiar with the brand. I'm not sure.
Well, an article I read in the New York Times said that the Subservient Chicken website drew almost 14 million unique visitors since it was started in April of 2004.
Yeah, I can believe it. Some of these are really, really successful, and some of them just sort of come along and then disappear really quickly.
Another site that I read about was from Brawny Paper Towels, and it had sort of their icon, the big, beefy lumberjack man. And apparently the Brawny man tells women, gee, you're looking good today, you know, and other kind of funny things, compliments them. And so women who are being targeted to buy these paper towels find it amusing and send it off to their friends. And that's how the thing kind of spreads. Is that why it's called virus?
I think it's called viral with the idea that you hope that you're passing it on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's what helps products. This vague notion of buzz is what is the ultimate goal of these things.
You've mentioned buzz a few times. Is there any evidence that buzz actually helps the bottom line and helps in sales?
Well, it's hard to say. I think that marketers have realized that traditional 30-second spots and even billboards and other traditional forms of advertising aren't helping their products as much as they used to. I think most marketers will say that that getting people to talk about a product from one person to another person is ultimately way better than any commercial. The idea of passing along information is way more important than getting it fed to you.
So this reminds me of product placement, and I remember that one of the more famous incidents of that was E.T. and Steven Spielberg's movie, and E.T. ate Reese's Pieces, and then sales of Reese's Pieces took off.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities to product placements in movies.
As someone who kind of keeps his finger on the pulse of the world of webs and blogs, Do you think that this viral marketing is a good thing, or is it something that ultimately could be harmful? He's contemplating that.
I don't know. I think that there's an area of deceptiveness in viral marketing that can be potentially dangerous. And I think that there are cases where there's a backlash that can occur on certain brands. A good example is Mazda tried creating a fake blog that was called Raging Cow. And the idea was that it was pretty silly, but the idea was it was a fake blogger who was interested in all of these things and was also interested in the Mazda M3, a new car. And it was immediately recognized by the whole online community as probably a fake. And so there was a backlash that occurred that people were trying to trick you, that mm-hmm. Mazda was trying to trick you. And I think that you have to be really delicate as a marketer to figure out where that boundary is, because people want to be kind of tricked sometimes. They mm-hmm. want to believe in something as if they're playing a game, and other times they don't want to be. So I think that it's a very dangerous little line to go back and forth between.
It seems pretty tricky because you have to come up with something that is fun and gets people involved in your site, such as the man in the chicken suit that you mm-hmm. can command. Yet you're right, you don't want to feel like you're being duped into something.
Yeah, I think it is a fine line, yeah.
Rex, thanks so much for telling us about viral marketing. It's an interesting topic.
Thank you.
Rex Sorgatz is a blogger based in the Twin Cities, and his blog is Homunculus. Thanks again.